HQN Books and Harper Audio present Wyoming Homecoming by Diana Palmer. Performed by Todd McLaren. To Dr. Mark McCracken, who saw me safely through COVID pneumonia at the North Georgia Medical Center in Gainesville, Georgia last year. Thank you so much. Chapter 1. The funeral home was crowded. Charlie Butler was well known in Catalo, Wyoming, and he owned a considerable amount of property outside the city limits, in Greater Carne County. In fact, his land adjoined a small ranch that Cody Banks had purchased the year before. He had been reluctant to leave his rented home in the city limits, but he was tired of people. Cody wanted room to breathe. Most of all, he wanted a refuge from his job. He loved being sheriff of the county. This was his second term, and no serious opponents had jumped up to run against him in the last election. Apparently, he was doing a good enough job to satisfy his critics, as well as the handful of people he called friends. He was alone, standing apart from the crowd in his uniform. He'd come to pay his respects. His late wife, Deborah, had been distantly related to Butler by marriage, so he was sort of family. He'd been fond of the old man. He'd stopped by to see him often and made sure he had heat and groceries and whatever he needed while he fought the long battle with cancer that finally claimed him. Cody had a deputy in a squad car standing by to lead the funeral procession to the cemetery after the service. He glanced toward the closed casket, where a woman was standing with a little girl. He knew them. He winced. It had been a long time. Almost 6 years ago, he'd stood in the parking lot at the Denver hospital, where his beloved wife, a doctor, had just died, and accused the woman and the child of killing her. The child had been sick with a virus that was deadly to a handful of people, his wife included. It hadn't been until days later that he'd learned the woman and child had been at a funeral home to arrange services for her brother and sister-in-law, who'd been killed in an accident. His wife, Deborah, a distant cousin to the deceased woman, had gone to the funeral home to see them and express her sorrow. It was there that she'd contracted the fatal virus, and not from the woman or child, but from a funeral attendant, who later also died of exposure to it. Cody had been out of his mind with grief. They'd only been married for 2 years, much of it spent apart while his wife pursued her career as a neurologist in Denver at a famous hospital. She'd commuted and only managed to get home 1 or 2 days a month, sometimes not even that much. It had been largely a long-distance relationship. But Cody had loved her so much. Too much. He thought his life was over when she died. But he picked himself up, thanks to his cousin, Bart Riddle, a local rancher, and he'd gone on. It had been hard. He hadn't been thinking clearly then. He'd lashed out at the most innocent people. The woman and child, standing by the casket. When he'd walked in the door, both of them had looked hunted. The woman had taken the little girl by the hand and walked her back to the restroom. By the time they returned, Cody was at the other end of the room talking to one of the city council members. They watched him, almost fearfully. It disturbed him to see how badly he'd wounded them. So badly that they wouldn't come near him all these years later. He wanted to apologize, to explain. He couldn't even get close enough to do that. She was elegant, he thought. Not beautiful, not really pretty, but she had a pretty figure and a creamy complexion. Her long, silvery blonde hair fell to her waist and back, neatly styled. Her eyes were a pale, almost silver gray. She was dressed in a suit, very conservative. Well, she worked for attorneys in Denver, he recalled. Probably she had to dress to maintain the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?